Turn around, but what like this? Yochel, I would have thought to say, Hoy meragdish shozu oila. Tekul oila, somebody has his own animal. And he says he only wants the regal, just the foot of it, to become a carbon oila. So I would have thought to say, the whole thing is chal. It's nispashit. Tamulemna, the pasuk says, Kol ha-shayitim imenu la-shem, yiyah kaddish. Anything you want to give from the animal could become kaddish. So the kid that says, Mimenu la-shem, fulaykulu la-shem. It's possible just to be makdish part of it. There could be makdish just the regal by itself. Part of it, you could give to Hashem. So, right, so Yochel, I would have thought to say then, Taitse l'chulim. So maybe you could do whatever you want with it. You could be Yotze l'chulim if you want to. Like you could be poyder it and just be Yotze l'chulim. Talmud Lema, no, it says Yiyah Kaddish, that this animal does have Kedusha. I call upon him in the regal of it, it's Chala Kedusha on it. So, okay, so what do you have to do with such an animal? That you are makdish just the foot. So only the foot has a Kedusha's oiler on it. So what do you do with this animal now? So like this, Timcha L'Tzorcha Eilus. You have to sell this animal to somebody that wants to bring a Korban Eila. So sell it to him. V'Dumei Chulun, the money you get from it, you could use the money. Chutz M'Dumei Eivah Shabbat, excluding the value of this one leg. Since you already makdish that leg, that you can't take the money. That you have to like, give it to the Hegdish, the money. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's their shita. The b'kitz of Yemakdish just the foot of an animal, so the Kedush is only chal upon that foot, not the rest of the behema. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say no. That minayin, how do I know to say? Leon, if somebody says, Raglish Yazu Oila, the leg of this animal should be a carbon oila, Shekul Oila, it's chal on the whole animal a carbon oila. Shem the Pasuk says, Kol HaShayitim Emenel Hashem, anything you give to Hashem, it automatically becomes Hegdish. Kishoim, when the Pasuk, so that Pasuk was Mashma Mimenu, you could be Makdish only part of it. But Kishoim, when the next Pasuk says, Yeh Kodesh, is the Rambas as Kulas, come to Marbo, so the whole animal becomes Kodesh. That's Rabbi Yossi Svar, he says Nespashet, that once you want to make just the regular Kodesh, automatically it's Nespashet over the whole animal. Omama, what we just say, what's the eighth according to the Tanakhama, that when you Makdish just the foot, so you have to sell it to someone that needs a Korban Eila. So Omama, Timorch is sell it to Tzorchil, someone that needs a Korban Eila. So the question is why? Vokimaisi Behema, Mukhasera Saber. If that person was Mechayiv himself to bring a Korban Eila, he has to bring the complete Korban. Here, what you're selling him right now, it's like you were Makdish the foot, so to get like you're not selling him the foot. That guy only has the rest of the animal, but the foot is like your Kedusha. So that person is not Yotze, is Neder. Rashi says, Shrei Oysa Yaver Eina Shaloi, it's not his. Elu L'chayiv HaSamoich, it's like your chayiv. So that person made a neder to bring his own carbon. He shouldn't be Yotze with this carbon. So my Rabbi says like this, B'yom, the person says, Harei Elai Oila V'chayiha. I have to bring carbon Oila, Stam V'chayiha means, Rashi says, Harei Elai L'hokriv, Kol Heivorim Shabayim Echayim Menu. I have a chayiv to bring a carbon Oila, all the Heivorim, all the limbs that keep it alive. But mashmi, you don't need every single limb of the animal. You only need the vital limbs that keep it alive. So therefore, this regal, we're talking about the bottom part of the regal, it can live without it. So therefore, you do not mean to bring it for your nether. So in such a case, you'd be yotz your nether even without this regal. So the regal remains kaddish because of the first one's kedusha. Then the second one, when he buys it, he's makdish the rest of it, and his yotz is nether. Now, Omer of Chizda says, though, so good, so far, v'machoyta tanakamo and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says if you makdish the regal, only the regal is kaddish. And Rabbi Yosi yells, no, the animal becomes kaddish. Talmud Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Chizda says, you should know, neither Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, he would agree though, that bedover shoy soy satrefa. Let's say, if you makdish not just the bottom part of the leg, but you makdish the whole leg, even the top part, above the knee, at the other lock, if you cut that off, the animal becomes a trefa, so that's considered like a dover shanashamat luyabal, like he'll die without it. And therefore, if you mean to be makdish the whole leg, so even if Yehuda would agree, the whole animal becomes kaddish. Rava says no, only v'dover shoy sois in the nevela. It's not enough just something that makes it into a trefa, it has to be more you take off that makes it into a nevela. The nevela is even worse than a trefa. We'll soon see. Rava holds that a trefa alone could live. If you make him into a nevela, then he can't live. Rav Sheshes says even further than this. Sheshes Omer v'dover shumais. Not even something that makes them into a nevela, but it has to be something that if that piece wouldn't be here, the animal will die. That's called davar shenashamat luyibar. So if you mean to be makdish, let's say the head. So without the head, the animal can't live. So then even if Yehuda would agree that once the Kedusha is chal upon the head, it's a migla chal upon the whole body also. So now the Gemara explains, what's the three of Machlokes? Ma'ika, what's the difference between Rav Chisda l'Rava? Ika b'nayu treifa chaya. The loch, if you have a treifa, could it live or not? Which really a Machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin. Rav Chisda savar lo k'man diyama treifa nechaya. He goes, no. Once a Bein has one of the Yudches treifas, it can't live. So that's considered then like a dover shanashama tluyibo. So if you makdish anything that would make the animal into a treifam, then the kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. For Rav Sava, no, that's not enough. Because he holds command the yom a treifa chai, even though the behema became a treifa, still it could live. So it's not enough just to make it into a treifa. Now, ma'ika bein Rav or Rav Sheshes, that Rav says you have to make it into a nevela. Rav Sheshes says it has to die. Ika benaya the Rav Loza, that we hold from Rav Loza's halacha. The yom a Rav Loza holds, Nitlo Yerech v'chalal shalom. If you have an animal and you take off its thigh and the whole chalal, though a hollows part of it there, so that makes it into a nevela. So shalom is, does everybody agree for this? Rabbi Savlo Rav Loza, Rabbi holds at that also, that even though he just took off the thigh of the animal and the hollowness also there, that's enough to make it into a nevela as if it would vaday die, can't live. So therefore, if you are makdish the whole thigh, that's also called a davar shanashama tluyibo, and the whole behemah becomes kaddish. However, Rav Sheshes leisavulak Rav Leza. First, doesn't look like Rav Leza, and he holds no. That alone will not make it into a treifa. So therefore, into a mesa won't die. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says it has to be something that would mamish really make it die. By kol ponim, these three all hold the same yisod that even according to Rav Yehuda, when does he say if you makdish the regal, the rest of the animal is not kaddish? That's only if it's not something that will die. But if you mark this part of the body, like the head, that it can't live without the head, then everybody agrees, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kedusha will be chal upon the whole behema. So Moshe says, is that true? Mace, we have the question. Omer Rebbe says like this, that Niran Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says only the regular chal, v'dover shena neshomet luyibo, on something where you mark this just the regal, where it can live without it. But the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi, if you are makdish the head, that it can't live without it, then I like the words of Rabbi Yosi, that the kedusha is chal upon those things. So lav, according to Rabbi, don't we see nechlal the pligulet Rabbi Yehuda? Mash Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yosi even in a case where it's neshama tluyibo. So Rabbi says, in such a case, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi. But Mash Rabbi Yehuda himself argues in all cases and holds, any time you makdish even the head, still it's not chal on the whole behema. So it's not like we were saying before in Rab and Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. So the answer is no. Bishleim and Nir, we must say like this. Bishleim and Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Bishleim is good at what we say. Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Bidav Hashem Hanashama Tluyibo. Mechlau de Pola Galeh de Rabbi Yosi. That's good. That we understand. Rabbi Yosi argues, Rabbi Yosi holds, even on something that's not Neshama Tluyibo, Rabbi Yosi holds, the Kedusha is chal. But El, what you said, Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So lav mechlal the pola galay the Rabbi Yehuda. Mash Rabbi Yehuda argues on him that you tell him mash mitzvah machlokes. If you don't, even though you makdish the head, only the head is chal and not the rest of the body. And Rabbi Yosi is the one that says no, the whole body is chal. So here Rabbi says, I like Rabbi Yosi's words. So mash mitzvah Rabbi Yehuda argues even by davash and hashamat luyibo. Is so tiyufta the kula to kash and all these of chizd and rab and rosheshes. So Rosh Hashanah, no, that's not the pshat of in Rabbi. And I tell you, rather it should be like this, that really chasur mech, something is missing in Vokhita, this is the way it should be learned. Vokhita, Nir and Divrei Rabbi, I like the words of Rabbi, Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'dav Hashem Hashem Tluyibo. You know why? You know what Rabbi meant to say? Because he holds, Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda l'nech l'kulav, even Rabbi Yehuda does not argue on him. Eller, he only argues, v'dav Hashem Hashem Tluyibo. Avo v'dav Hashem Hashem Tluyibo, Noidilei. For a davar shenashama tluyibo, he also admits to say the kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. See, if it comes a good like Rav Chisda and like Rav and like Rav Sheshes, that even according to Rav Yehuda, if you mark this something like the head that for sure can't live without it, then everybody agrees the kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, Rav asks a shayla boif ma. What's going to be by a knife? If you mark this just the leg of a knife, is it also chal on the whole bird or not? Behema, Rachmano." Pasuk says in this parasha of Kol Hashitim Imenu Hashem, word behema. So maybe on a behema, only by a behema animal we have this. Or Dilma maybe no. The pasuk says Korbanam Rachmanam, Vainami Korbanu. A bird is also called a korban, so taiko. That's a good shayla that remains a taiko. Boy, Rav, it's another shayla. What's going to be Hiktish Eva Ledomov? You makdish, let's say, the regal for its value, for its money. Not that you makdish the regal to be Ktushas Aguf. So now, Mal, what's the locha? Do we say two migos or not? One story is we should say, Mal the Techas lo Ktushas Aguf. Do we say that Ktushas Aguf is chal upon the whole behemoth or not? It should be like this. Mi yomah, do we say, ki when the nacht lo Ktushas Domim, once Kedushas Dom is chal upon this Aver, nacht lo nam Kedushas Aguf. That's always a migo that we say. Once you makdish a baal mum, a tamimim, even though you only makdish it for money, but once the Kedushas Domim is chal, it's automatically chal Kedushas Aguf on that one regal. And now, mi diyakdish o lechad Aver, since one regal now has the Kedushas Aguf on it, akdish elakula, so it also spreads out over the whole body, according to Rabbi Yossi. A dilma maybe no. Chad migu amar. We only say one migu. That if you would have been makdish right away this regal for Kedushas Aguf, then it spreads over the whole body. But trei migu lo yomar. But we don't say two migus. So that's the shayla. We don't hear you have to say two migus. First of all, you only makdish just one regal for the domin. So you have to say one migu since it's chal for the value of it, it's chal Kedushas Aguf. Then a second migu spreads over the whole body. So that's the shayla. Do we say two migus or not? So Mor says, Tiv Shalem in the day, should have brought a proof for himself. The Yama Rav says, Hiktis Zochel Adamov, if you makdish a Zochel for its value, Kodesh Kedushas Aguf, the Kedushas Aguf is chal upon the animal. So Gemara is going to share what the Havimini was. Gemara says, Poshid, Hosam the Yakdash Elakulai. His Havimini was, you only makdish part of it. So Gemara says, no. There is so much, you makdish no animal for Kedushas Domim. So there it's only one Migu, that since the Kedushas Domim is chal, it's automatically chal a Kedushas Aguf. But here our shalom was the yakdash shechad aver. You only makdish just one aver of it. So to say two migos might take it as philosophic. Boy minay mirava. Yes, the shalom from Rava. The Shita says boy minay abaya mirava. What's going to be hektish chad aver mal begiza? Let's say you only makdish one aver, just the regal, or you're allowed to shear off the wool off the animal. So tishlucha miha, bring the proof from here. The time we learned lo togus bechor tzenecha. You can't shear off the wool off your bechor. If you have a bechor that you don't shoot with, you and a guy, then you could shear off the wool. So you see what? If you have parts for you and parts for the korban, you could shear off. So Mor says, no. That's a pturin bechor. If you own a bechor, shoot with a guy, then no kedushas chal upon the bechor at all. That's why you could shear off the wool. But over here, where you make this just one regal of it, Nachtalei Kedusha, like even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only the regal remains Kaddish, not the rest of the body, but at least the regal is Kaddish. So you could have a suffix, since part of the body is Kaddish, maybe we'll be also to shear off the wool. That's a good suffix. Lishtach, another Lashon is like this. Hos the main biyoda lagdishai. Since part of it belongs to a guy, there's no way to be makdish no animal. Hocha biyoda lagdishai, even though you only makdish one regal, but lady can be makdish the rest of the animal. So maybe it's like a kunaf kedusha here that you can't shear off the wool. That's a tekel. Boy minay abaya miraba. Abaya is another shayla from Rabba. Higdish oira mal bavoida. Let's say somebody was makdish just the skin of the animal. That's all. So the question is not, could you, and the animal's alive. Can you work with the animal? So Toshma coming here. Hoima, somebody says, Masha b'meya shazu oila. You have a pregnant cow. And you say you want to be makdish to uba, the fetus, to be a korban oila. So, and the mother is not kaddish at all. It says muteras bagiz, you allow to shear off the wool of the mother, but the asura bavoida, you can't work with the mother. What's the reason of make a chash uba shabo? Because working with the mother will make the uba inside become a little bit weaker. And you're making hegdish weaker, you can't do that. So we hear also, you shouldn't be able to work with this animal because you're making the skin weaker. Or Malay said back, no. Kikatona, that we learned over there, asura bavoida, it's only with the rabbonin. It's only midi rabban that's also, but not midi raisa. So Mor says, "Yochid, that's the pshat that filo begiza namitis sir. If it's only yosin the rabbanim, why don't the rabbanim say you can't shear off the wool? Or Malay, no. Avoid the michshar when you work with the mother. That maybe will make the fetus weaker. Gaza be rabban. The rabbanim made it zero. You may come to work with a korban. But Giza, like Gazav Rabban, the Rabban didn't make any Gzera upon the Giza. So mash from here, by the skin, for sure there's no Gzera either. So if even though you makdish the skin, the chur would be muta to work with the animal. Midrashi just says, no, our shalu is midiraisa. So from there you can't bring in proof, there it's only midirabonim. But our shalu is the nisa diraisa, they get malchus, so you can't bring a proof from there. It could be midiraisa, maybe even though you makdish the skin of this animal, you're allowed to work with the animal. We're not afraid, maybe the skin will get a little bit ruined. That doesn't bother us. The other Gemara says, boy minaya bayim Rav Yosef. He shlomim of lo dechulin. That's a person was makdish just the mother and not the uber. Vishokhta b'fnim. Then you went and shecht the mother inside the Beis HaMikdash. Ma, what's the locha? Laman diyom of lo dekotshim bev yosnei kedoshim. The man diyom it says the vlad, even though it's coming out of the mother, doesn't become kotsh until it's born. But before it's born, it's called chulin. So the question is then, mihev echulun b'yazora. So when you shecht the mother right now, the shrit on the mother is like you shecht on the kid also. So who the kid right now is chulin. So is it also or not to make the shrit in the Beis HaMikdash or not? That's the shayla. Would there be an issa shritas chulin on this korban shlomim since it has inside of the fetus that's only chulin? So is that mutter or not?
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Again, just the last shaila was like this. The last shaila in Gemara Daf Yud Aleph was that the boy minay abayim Rabbi Yosef. Abayim is a shaila from Rabbi Yosef like this. What's going to be hishlomim? You have a pregnant behema, and you make the mother, the behema itself, into a korban shlomim. And v'lod the chulin, you say that the vlad itself that's inside the stomach, the fetus, should remain a chulin. So this goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have a right that the uber is called Lav Yerachimoy. So if you wanted to, you could have made the uber kachim, you could have made even a different carbon, but if you wanted, you could keep it chulin. So in the case where you kept it chulin, you said clearly only the mother would be makdish, and the uber wanted to stay chulin. So it remains chulin. Now you took this pregnant cow, and you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash. So maha, what's the locha? Is it osur or not? Because the vlad itself is chulin. So is there an issa now that you shecht in chulin in the azara? Because when you make a shechita on the mother, the shechita on the mother helps for the vlad also. So true, the mother is a kochim, is shlomim, you can shecht inside. But since that shechita is helping for the kid and the kid is chulin, maybe it should be yasa. And another shala should be, is that's where the shechita learns, that laman diyama, according to manda yama, that vlad de kochim, behevi yasan hen kadoshim. In the case, well, let's say first you are maktish a behema, and then the behema becomes pregnant. So halacha is the kid inside it now is also Kodesh. Not because you will makdish it, but because since it was created from Vahima's Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh also. And that's the machlokes, when does the Vlad become Kodesh? Either when it's born, or else even when it's in the mother's stomach. So es nishana, according to the man the Yama, that the Uber first receives its Kedusha behavi Yosan when it's born, so now when it's in the mother's stomach, it's called Chulin. So the question is, mehev Chulin biazor eloi? When you shech the mother now inside the Beis HaMikdash, are you over in Aveira, since that shechita is also helping for the kid, and the kid is called Chulin right now, is that called shechita Chulin Bifnim?